This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is currently trailing Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. But CPR Stina Sieg says the Republican told supporters she believes she'll win.
The incumbent congresswoman stopped short of declaring victory. At her election night watch party, Boebert said, quote, "We will have this victory." She also expressed frustration that there wasn't a final vote tally Tuesday.
We have countries who count all of their votes on the same day, and you deserve the same here in America.
Boebert was heavily favored to win the majority conservative district, which covers much of the western slope. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A couple of congressional races, this one and Colorado's new 8th district, remain too close to call. A proposition to legalize psychedelic mushrooms remains too close to call. Proposition 122 would make it legal to grow, gift, and use psychedelic mushrooms. It would also decriminalize three other psychedelic compounds, DMT, ibogaine, and mescaline, for people over 21 years old. CPR's Ben Marcus says the push comes 10 years after Colorado's legalization of cannabis.
It's what was the next step. We've legalized cannabis. It's illegal in many states across the country. The market is pretty mature now for that. And so what's the next drug? And I think psilocybin is seen as one that may not be as commercially big as cannabis, but has maybe even higher therapeutic value.
Though the measure does not allow for storefront sales, it does create a path for licensed healing centers where people can consume psilocybin in a regulated setting. This is CPR and KRCC.